Robinson Crusoe by Daniel Defoe. I was born in the year 1632, in the city of York, of a good family, though not of that country. My father being a foreigner of Bremen, who settled first at Hull. He got a good estate by merchandise, and leaving off his trade, lived afterward at York, from whence he had married my mother, whose relations were named Robinson, a very good family in that country, and from whom I was called Robinson Kreuznayer. But by the usual corruption of words in England, we are now called, nay, we call ourselves, and write our name, Crusoe. And so my companions always called me. I had two elder brothers, one of which was lieutenant colonel to an English regiment of foot in Flanders, formerly commanded by the famous Colonel Lockhart, and was killed at battle near Dunkirk against the Spaniards. What became of my second brother I never knew, any more than my father or mother did know what was become of me. Being the third son of the family, and not bred to any trade, my head began to be filled very early with rambling thoughts. My father, who was very ancient, had given me a competent share of